from the stereo store. Don't you think he looks like Richard Gere?
Did you see his cute little butt? Okay, you guys, let's talk about that fox that just walked in.
We already were.
I'm gonna go over there, okay, and change the shakers.
Cool out. That's Stacy's section.
Oh, he's too old. She's not even in high school yet.
Smoking's upstairs to your left. Smoking's upstairs to your left. Smoking's upstairs.
There, is Dolly Parton giving you a percentage of the profit? What can I do for you, gentlemen?
You the guy with the Van Halen tickets?
I could be.
How much you want for something in the first 10 rows?
$20 a piece.
Those tickets are only $12.50.
So don't buy them.
Come on, Arnold. All the other scalpers are sold out.
Scalper? Did you call me a scalper? Listen, gentlemen, I perform a service here, and the service costs money. Now, do you want the tickets or don't you?
Okay. We'll take them.
All right. What did I say, 25?
20.
All right. Thank you. This paid $16, right? What's the matter? You look depressed.
I hate working the theater. All the action's on the other side of the mall.
Yes.
Go for it. He's cute.
Just take his order. Look him in the eye. And if he says anything remotely funny, just laugh like you never heard anything so funny. And smile. Go for it.
So, you working hard or hardly working? You look like you could still be in high school.
Yeah, I know. Everybody says that.
How old are you?
19. How old are you?
26. Think we could still be friends?
So, what can I get for you?
How about a meatball sandwich, a medium Coke, and your phone number?
Serve no fries before their time.
Well, this one's on you, dude.
Oh, who's got the Buku Dolores today?
Uno Dinero.
What have you got, Mr. Buckman?
I got a cigarette.
I got Uno Nicolet.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli. Just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no dice.
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Well, he's the full hot board.
Linda, did I show you this?
He gave me his card.
Ron Johnson, audio consultant.
Maybe we should, like, get a frame for this and put it up on the wall.
Come on, Linda. You're the one who told me I was going to get a boyfriend at the mall.
Do you think he'll call this week?
Stace, why don't you just call him?
I can't.
Yes, you can. Guys love that sort of thing.
Really?
Yes. Stacy, what are you waiting for? You're 15 years old.
I did it when I was 13. It's no huge thing. It's just sex.
He was hot, wasn't he?
If I didn't have a fiancé in Chicago, I'd go for it.
You know what I'm saying? sexy guy.
Thank you, David.
6 more payments, gentlemen. And this beautiful blue four-door luxury sedan is all mine.
I'll give you 4 tickets in the 5th row for the low, low price of $140. Hey, see that car? Some alumni gave Jefferson that car for playing football when he was a sophomore. Helped him pick it up.
Slick car.
We go way back, you know.
Hey, Charles, how you doing, buddy? Car looks great. I mean, really terrific. You're really keeping it up wonderfully.
Don't fuck with it.
Shit, that's my man.
Brad.
Arnold, what's happening?
Can I talk to you?
Sure, man.
I really hate Bronco Burger, man. Ever since they started with the chicken nuggets, everything went downhill. You have to fry all their greasy food and everything. You have to polish things, and the manager's an asshole. I was just wondering.
Arnold, you want to work at All American Burger?
Yeah, well,
I can probably get you in there. Just let me talk to Dennis Taylor.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, did you hear the bell?
Oh, we're here. Oh. Aloha. My name is Mr. Ann. I have but one question for you. Can you attend my class? It is for your own good, and if you can't make it, I can make you. We have a 20-question quiz every Friday. Your grade is the average of all your quizzes, plus the midterm and final, which counts for 1/3. Got it? Also, there will be no eating. E-A-T-I-N-G. No eating in this class. You get used to doing your own business on your own time. That's one demand I make. Just like you wouldn't want me to come to your house some evening and discuss U.S. history on your time, understand?
Yes, sir.
This guy's been stoned since the 3rd grade.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that 3rd attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me. Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
I have taken the time to print up a complete schedule of class quizzes and the chapters they cover. Please pass them to the desk behind me. Back, back, back.
About the surfer guy who pulled a knife in Mr. Hand this morning?
Oh, no.
He just called him a dick.
Dick?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, people exaggerate so much here.
Linda,
that girl looked just like Hat Benatar.
I know. Wait, there are 3 girls here at Ridgemont who have cultivated the Pat Benatar look. Janelle Zimbler, Marianne Zlotnick in the red tights.
Do you think guys find that more attractive?
Oh, Stacy, please, give me a break. You are so much prettier than them.
Yeah, I know. But you think they'd be better in bed?
What do you mean better in bed? Either do it or you don't.
No. They're like
variables that I might not be good at.
Like what variables?
Like, you know, giving blowjobs.
What's the big deal?
I never did it.
You've never given a blowjob? Never?
Stace,
there's nothing to it. It's so easy.
Come on,
try
to check it out.
Relax your throat muscles. Don't bite.
And slide it in.
Try it again.
Good. Slowly, in and out.
Got it.
Okay. Can I ask you something and you promise not to laugh?
Sure.
Okay. When a guy has an orgasm, how much comes out?
A quarter so.
No, I'm just kidding. Just practice. Not you too much.
I'm not going to a morgue. I'll get my mom to write a note. Nobody's getting me into a room with a bunch of dead guys.
You have to go.
It's part of the final. I hear it's really disgusting.
Do you know what they do?
Have you heard?
What? Well, the bodies are dissected. Mr. Vargas pulls out parts of the dead body and holds them up, okay?
You mean he reaches in and pulls this stuff out?
What, like stomach and tumors or something?
Yeah, stomach, tumors, entrails.
Good day, everyone. My name is Mr. Vargas. Look, I'm a little slow today. I just switched to Sanka, so have a heart.
All right, now.
The World of Life. That is the name of the textbook we will be using in this class.
I'm in love.
The mustache coming in red. Almost precedent.
I'm in love.
You are a wuss, part wimp and part pussy.
What do you mean, wuss? This girl is my exact type.
All right. Where'd you see her?
My biology class.
Did you get a number?
No.
Did you get a name?
No, it's too soon.
It's never too soon, right? I mean, a girl decides how far she's gonna let you go in the first 5 minutes.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Go up to this strange girl in my biology class and say, hello, I'd like you to take your clothes off and jump on me?
I would. I mean, I can see it all now. This is going to be just like last summer. You fell in love with that girl at the photo mat. You bought $40 worth of fucking film, and you never even talked to her. You don't even own a camera.
Will you tell me, Mike, what should I do?
This is what you do. Start from the minute you walk into biology, guys. I mean, don't just walk in. I move across the room. And you don't talk to her. You use your face. You use your body. You use everything. That's what I do. I mean, I just send out this vibe, and I have personally found that women do respond. I mean, something happens.
Well, naturally, something happens. I mean, you put the vibe out to 30 million chicks, something is going to happen.
That's the idea, Raz. That's the attitude.
The attitude?
Yeah, the attitude dictates that you don't care whether she comes, stays, lays, or prays. I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping. And when you got that, then you have the attitude.
Good night, Stacy.
Good night, Mom.
Where do you feel like going?
I don't know.
How about the point?
Okay.
All right. The point it is.
She's got to be somebody's babe. She's so fine. She's probably somebody's own.
That's a really nice jacket.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Warm.
Yeah, it is. It's really warm. Wonder how long it will last.
So, am I gonna get to first base? Are you really 19?
Yeah, I am. I'm really 19. She's gonna be somebody's baby tonight. I try to shut my eyes, but I can't get her out of my sight. I know I'm gonna know it, but I gotta get over my pride. Well, I'm just gonna walk up to it. I'm gonna talk to it tonight. I'm gonna say it tonight, think about it tonight. Gonna say it tonight, think about it tonight.
So tell me, do you like Ron?
I like Ron.
You do?
But it hurts so bad.
Don't worry. Keep doing it. It gets a lot better, I swear.
Better.
Raised on the radio, just an all-American boy. I've got my favorite toy. I was raised on the radio. Yeah, I was raised on the radio. Remember, it was house of that.
Says to clean the pool.
Why can't you do it?
Your friends use the pool. Your friends messed it up.
Your friends use the pool too.
I take out the garbage.
Seen these?
Not home yet.
Brad.
What?
What would you say if I asked you to put these in the trunk of the cruising vessel and get rid of them for me?
Say, who the hell is Ron Thompson?
Thank you very much.
Elise is great.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you want to break up with a girl like that.
Well, me and Lisa have been going together for 2 years. I love her and all. I mean, she's great in bed. Just that I'm a single, successful guy. And this is my last year in school. I mean, this could be the best year of my life. I just feel like I need my freedom now, you know? Okay, here's your preparation stuff. You got your sliced tomatoes, shredded lettuce, secret sauce.
What's the secret sauce?
Thousand Island dressing. What's the secret sauce of Bronco Burger?
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
Gotcha.
Order for you, Bradley. Were those flowers really for me?
Of course.
How much did they cost?
Don't worry about it. Want to go to the point tonight?
What's there to do at the point?
What do you mean, what's there to do at the point? We've been going out together for 2 years.
I don't want to have to use sex as a tool, Brad.
Tool? Tool for what? We've been going together for 2 years.
I don't want to talk about it here.
I want to talk about it.
Brad?
Lisa?
Brad! You got to flip them over the bird.
C. D. F. 3 weeks we've been talking about the Platt Amendment. What are you people? On dope? A piece of legislation was introduced into Congress by Senator John Platt. It was passed in 1906.
This amendment to our Constitution has a profound impact upon all of our... Where is Jeff Spicoli? I saw him earlier today near the first floor bathrooms. Is he still on campus? Anyone? Yes, Desmond?
I saw him by the food machines.
How long ago?
Right before class.
Okay. Bring him in. What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for me here. Oh, Mr. Hand.
What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
Well, it's like a full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
That's nice. Mr. Han, will I pass this class? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. That's nice. I really like that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave your words on this board for all my classes to enjoy. Giving you full credit, of course, Mr. Spicoli.
All right.
Sucks. I hate it.
You gotta get used to working the holidays. People are always screaming and yelling.
I have to quit this job. I'm gonna get so fat working here, no one's ever gonna want to take me out.
I guess Ron hasn't called yet, huh?
Not since November.
Stacy, what does it matter? He's a stereo salesman. What'd you want to do, marry him? Have kids with him? Have this guy come home 50 years old and bald? We'll have that little Pacific stereo sign on? Come on, Stace. Hey, it's his loss. Got any Blue Oyster Cult?
No. I don't have any Blue Oyster Cult. I ate 34 pears last time around. Where were you? I was that close to working at 7-Eleven, you know.
Whoa, but...
What?
All right, Flamey. Tell him. All right. You got quarters?
Well, when are those Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets coming in?
Earth, Wind, and Fire? Geez, I haven't heard anything, but the minute I do, I'll let you know.
So you know I'm planning on taking my little brother with me.
Is that your little brother? He's a good-looking kid.
Great.
Charles Jefferson for Earth, Wind, and Fire, and little brother. And I'll let you know when they come around, okay?
Wow, does he really live here? I thought he just flew in for games.
Shit. He knows where to come when he wants some tickets. All right, now go on. Get out of here. Hey, you're messing up my business. Come on, Brad. Let's go get you a woman.
You ready for your moment of truth?
You know, Damone, I noticed I was starting to get a pimple this morning.
Brad,
and I thought maybe
the shyness routine is really starting to aggravate. I mean, now, who is she anyways, right? She's a waitress in a pizza parlor. Now, look at her. Look at you, member of the honor roll, assistant to the assistant manager of the movie theater. I'm telling you, Rat, if this girl can't smell your qualifications, then who needs her, right?
Right.
All right.
Right.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Do you? All right, now stop fucking around and go get her. Hey, Rat. You gotta ace that jacket.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right, that's cool. You look good. All right? Go get her, buddy.
Thank you.
110, and you get 5 cents back. Thanks.
Hi. Did I know you're from biology class?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. I was curious. What do you do with the jackets that people leave here?
We keep them.
You keep them?
In case you come back. You can look through it if you want.
No, that's cool. It'll take too long to look through all that stuff. I'll pick up a new one.
What was your other question?
My other question is, can I have your phone number so I can ask you out sometime?
Do you have a pen? This one's out of ink.
Yeah. Stacy. Nice to meet you, Stacy. My name is Mark Ratner. I've gotta go.
Lisa, I have something to tell you. Look, I'm a senior now. I'm a single, successful guy. And I've got to be fair to myself. Lisa, I think I need my freedom. Oh, don't do that. Please, please don't
Brad,
do that.
Can you cover me and register to him?
Okay. May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
Okay. I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No. I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
You see that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute.
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please. Brad?
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass.
Is there a problem here? Can I help you, sir?
You bet you have a problem. Your employee here used profanity and threatened me with violence. I'm surprised. I eat here all the time and usually have good service until today. All I wanted was my money back on this breakfast. It was a little undercooked. And he threatens me with violence. Now, I'm going to call your supervisor.
I can take care of it. Mr. Hamilton? Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
He insulted me first. He called me a moron, Dennis.
Answer me. Did you threaten this customer or use profanity in any way?
Yes.
You're fired. I'm very sorry, sir. I'll refund your money right now. Hope you won't hold this against us.
You know how these young kids are these days.
Here we are. Perhaps another breakfast.
I hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold.
Finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest wave to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are facts.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Sue, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals. And me and Mick are going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited, too.
Jeff! Jeff!
says you have to get up.
Leave me alone.
Dad says you're gonna be late again, you butthole.
Leave me alone.
Dad says you're gonna be late again, you booger. Dad, just run through, Clappy.
We just want to say that we're not spirit bunnies anymore. We always hated that name. It bugged the heck out of Dina and me.
It's just such a put down.
Really? We know you've got a lot of spirit, everybody, right? And we're gonna destroy Lincoln next week, all right?
You know, it takes a lot of courage to get up here and do something that you know people will make fun of.
Yeah.
Man, I'm never gonna talk to those guys again. I'm the one who got Arnold and Dave their jobs there in the first place.
If you'd apologize to Dennis, I'm sure he'd take you back.
Fuck Dennis Taylor. I'm not going to apologize to that wimp. I'm just glad we're still together. Because a lot's happening. I really need you this year.
Look, Brad. I've been trying to think of a way to tell you this. We're almost out of school. It's our last year. And I think we owe it to ourselves to be free. To go out with other people. I still want to be friends.
Look, what do I say to her once we get in the car?
No problem, Red. What you need is my special 5-point plan.
Come on, Damone, I need real help here.
What do you mean? Hey, men have died trying to obtain this valuable information, you know. But I'll give it to you for free.
Okay, what's your 5-point plan?
All right. Now pay attention. First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl. Oh, Debbie.
Hi.
Two, you always call the shots. Kiss me. You won't regret it. Now, three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. Now, the lady will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five, now this is most important, Rat. It comes down to making out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
This is a nice car.
Yeah, it's my sister's.
Yeah? Do you have Mrs. Joy in English?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, she is pretty good.
Decided?
Yeah, I'll have the knockwurst.
Excellent.
You work at Cinema 4, right? That must be great. You get to see all those free movies.
You get free popcorn.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Would you mind if I excuse myself for a moment?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Are you ready to order here?
She will have the knockwurst.
Hmm? And you?
I'll have the same.
Anything to drink?
Coke. Two Cokes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Boy, it's high up here. It just looks that way because you're up there.
No.
Mike, it's Mark.
Hey, what happened to your date?
It's happening right now. Everything's fine, except... I left my wallet at home.
Would you go home and get it?
No, I can't. I'm here. The food's coming in, everything. Look. Would you do me a favor? Just borrow your mom's car, drive to my house, get my wallet, and bring it back here. Hello? Mike?
Eesh, I'm really kind of busy, Rat.
Look, just do me this one favor. I swear I won't ask you for anything again in this lifetime or any other, but just... Please do this for me.
All right, but you owe me for this one.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Hey, Peter, are you all
What happened?
Are you sure there's nothing else I can bring you?
Do you want another Coke?
Okay.
Two more Cokes?
Two more Cokes.
Hey, Mark.
Mike.
Is that you?
Yeah, hi. You come here?
Yeah, I come for the strudel. It's great. Hey, listen, I found your wallet the other day. Want it back?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was looking for this. Oh, Mike, you don't know Stacy Hamilton. Stacy, this is Mike DeMolle.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
See you later.
Right. Gotta be going. See you later.
You wanna go?
Yeah.
I had a really nice time tonight.
Oh, me too. I'm real sorry someone broke in and stole your tape deck.
Never would have thought it would have happened at such a fancy place.
I know. You want to come in for a sec?
Okay, sure.
Good.
Where's your brother?
He's out tonight with some friends. Can I get you something to drink?
No, that's okay.
Oh. Well, do you mind if I change?
No.
Okay, could you get this for me? It always sticks. Thanks.
Where are your parents?
My parents are out of town for the weekend. Brad and I are watching the house.
Yeah, this is a really nice picture of you.
Thanks. You can come in my room if you want. So, what do you want to do?
I don't know.
You want to look at a photo album? I keep a lot of pictures, you know, from when I grew up and stuff. It's kind of
you just pretend. Sure, yeah.
Yeah? Great. You want to tell her how much you photographs. You want a color, but this is one that Brad took. It's like double image type thing, you know? It's like a mirror, but it looks tiny. This is me being stupid. It's my dog, Gypsy, and my cat, Julio. And they're dead now.
Remember him, Mr. Deegan?
You had Deegan? He always wore the same suit.
It was that 500 of those.
Oh, he was terrible. No, I think it was one.
Something. My sister is crazy when it comes to her car. It's got to be back by 11.
You want to call her?
No. Look, she gets crazy. I mean, that's her car. It's her baby. I better be going.
Yeah.
I'll call you. Well, I'll see you in class. Okay.
Mark Ratner doesn't like me.
Mark Ratner doesn't like you? You're crazy.
No, he shows absolutely no interest in me.
Well, Stace, Mark Ratner is definitely somebody that you would have to make the first move with.
Linda, I did. I made the first move. I made the second move. I made a complete jerk out of myself is what I did.
Stace, what do you care about Mark Ratner for? I mean, he's a 16-year-old usher in the movie theater. You have dated older guys. You work at the best food stand in the mall. And you are a close personal friend of mine.
Yeah. But I was really beginning to like him.
Yeah, well, if that's true, you better find somebody else fast.
Seen the new Playboy?
Good.
Oh, Derek, sweet kids.
All right.
I like sex.
People I meet should not drive. Strange fascination for this chick.
Hey, hey, this is my brother's car.
You said he was out of town.
And he is.
All right, then don't hassle him.
So
she ain't giving up the ball.
Car.
No, I'm not. Now look, I'm driving.
Just
navigate.
Yesterday, my friend got busted.
Where is this party?
She came off. Hey, make a right. Right here. Here. Here.
He's gonna kill you and he's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill us.
Hey, man, just be glad I had fast reflexes.
My brother's gonna shit.
Make up your mind, dude. Is he gonna shit or is he gonna kill us?
First he's gonna shit, then he's gonna kill us.
Relax, all right? My old man is a television repairman. He's got this ultimate set of tools. I can fix it.
You can't fix this car, Smicali.
I can fix it.
Am I giving you $50?
No, no, no. That means if you win, I give you $25. If I win, you give me $5. Cantaloupe.
All right.
All right, I'll put you down for $5. Well, don't forget about the 14-point spread. 14-point spread.
I don't believe those guys believe you did this to Jefferson's car.
Yeah, they told him that. I can't believe it.
Jefferson's gonna really make Lincoln pay for this. He's gonna beat
them. That guy's gonna totally destroy them. Annihilate. You know what I mean? She is pissed off.
Jefferson. Man, you get my Jefferson.
nothing to eat here.
What do you mean there's nothing to eat here?
Take a look. There's nothing that I can eat here.
Get a trout dog.
Forget it. Do you have any fish here that isn't breaded?
It's all prepared the same way.
Forget it.
Get a whaler.
Oh, but a clam wish. You ever hear the word blemish? You want me to eat something deep fried?
Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Thank you. Come again and have a nice day.
I sent a letter to Doug today. Can't wait till he gets out here.
What's Doug doing in Chicago?
He works for the airline. You'll meet him.
Oh, Linda, you have to do this.
What?
Rate your mate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me test Doug.
Okay. Most satisfactory lovemaking occurs. A, when your mate climaxes first. B, you climax first. C, you and your mate climax together.
Climax together.
This is going to be great, Rat. It's like the highlight of that day.
Look, maybe we ought to call first. I don't know about dropping in like...
What are you kidding? We're going to surprise him. Look, just fix your collar, all right? Relax. Just be cool. Attitude, remember? Where'd you get that? Out of the hamper?
Hey, come on. This is clean.
Look, Fred, it's like riding a bike. You fall off, you get right back on. You mess up a day, do it again.
Do you always climax with us?
Yes.
I think so. He's no high school boy.
Hey, come over to help you with your math homework. Figured you could use it on such a hot day. One more. Wanna let us in?
Okay. You have to promise me you're gonna leave as soon as my mother gets home.
Linda,
this is Mike and
Mark. Hi. Hi. How you doing? Good. Well, it looks great.
Yeah.
Check it out. What?
It's
very funny. Very funny.
Ah! Lynn, come in.
Hey, Linda. I'll judge your dive. I used to be a champion myself, you know.
Mom, do you have company?
It's just Mark and Mike from school.
How you doing?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Brad.
Ow! Could you keep it down? I have some work to do inside.
Okay.
Who's his talent?
God, he hardly even talks anymore. Yeah, I know. He hates wearing a uniform.
Hey, Rat, show him how you can stand up underwater.
Come on.
Watch out, Rat.
What are you doing? Leave me alone. Leave me alone. All right, come on.
You know how cute I always thought you were.
I don't know. Check in the house.
Oh, wait just a minute. Doesn't anybody fucking knock anymore?
Now, in 1898, Spain owned Cuba outright. Think about it.
Cuba owned by a disorganized parliament over 4,000 miles away. Cubans were in a constant... Cubans were in a constant state of revolt. In 1904, the United States decided to throw a little weight around and,
Who is it?
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir. Order the deviled cheese and sausage.
Right here it is. Here you go, dude.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? Certainly there's nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Spicoli. It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. But it is my class. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Mr. Spicoli has been kind enough to bring us a snack. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
Mike, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I hate walking. I have to walk every day. It's such a drag.
Why don't you get a ride with somebody?
Sometimes I get a ride with my brother, but he works in the mornings, and then he drives himself to school.
What a guy. Listen, Mark Ratner really likes you. You like him?
Mark is really nice. But I think I like you. This is me.
You have any iced tea?
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
The annuals are coming out pretty soon. You gonna get one?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Aren't you curious to see how your pictures turned out?
I know what I look like.
Yeah, I know, but it's nice to have pictures of your friends and stuff, you know?
I don't know, maybe, you know? It's no big deal. I probably will. Must be nice having a pool.
You want to go swimming?
Yeah, sure. I don't.
I'm going to go change. Okay? Okay,
Chris. Hey, this is great iced tea.
Stuff
in the change room. This is nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
These will fit you.
Really a good kisser.
Yeah? So are you.
You want to take off your clothes, Mike?
You first.
Both of us at the same time.
Okay.
okay?
Oh, I think I came. Didn't you feel it?
Yeah, I guess I did.
I gotta go, Stacy. I really gotta go. See ya.
Bye.
Brenda, how long does Doug take?
Doug takes forever.
Come on. He takes, 20 to 30 minutes. I thought you said he took 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I meant 30 to 40 minutes. Why? How long did Damone take?
Damone took, 15 to 20 minutes.
It's not bad. It's not bad for a high school boy.
Raised on the radio.
Stuff I gotta do.
Yeah, I'm in a hurry too. I just thought I'd say hi to you.
Hi.
Hamilton. I'll take over the fryer for a while. Those boys at IBM ordered a whole stack of those Catch of the Day boxes. I told them that you would personally deliver them within the hour.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hamilton. Come over here. What are you doing?
I'm changing.
But you took off your Captain Hook uniform.
Well, I thought I'd put my street clothes on for the drive over to IBM. The uniform's kind of uncomfortable.
Hamilton, you're going over there as a representative of Captain Hook Fish and Chips. Part of our image, part of our appeal is that uniform. You know that.
You really want me to put this stuff back on?
Yes, I do. Show a little pride.
Yes, sir.
Talk on the phone. Call up the coast. Call up Colette. Dial the rep. Leavers the charge. If they accept, they're home. Oh, you can go overseas. Speak Japanese. Buy a new Sony.
Can you honestly tell me that you forgot? Forgot the magnetism of Robin Zander or the charisma of Rick Nielsen?
That's kid stuff.
Kid stuff? How about the tunes? I want you to want me. The dream police. Da 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 da. Your mama's all right. Your daddy's all right. But just seem a little bit weird. Surrender.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Well, now, Stacy, I'm doing business. Call me tonight, all right?
No, I gotta talk to you now.
Okay? Don't go away. Look at me. I hope this is important, you know, because I could be blowing a big deal.
Mike, I just want you to know that I'm pregnant.
How do you know it's mine? I mean, we only did it once.
I haven't been with anybody else. I know it's yours.
Jesus. I mean, it was your idea. You wanted to do it. You wanted it more than I did.
No. Take that back.
All right, all right. Take it back. Look, we got to do something about it. I mean,
We gotta get an abortion. My brother Art got his girlfriend one once. It's simple. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah. I got that plan. It's gonna cost $150 at the free clinic.
Doesn't sound free to me. I suppose you want me to pay for it.
Half, okay? And a ride to the clinic?
$75 and a ride. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick. Listen, I need that $50 you owe me.
Don't have it.
Yeah, I know times are tight, man, but I really need it.
Don't have it right now.
Hey, come on. When you needed the tickets, I got them for you, right? So close to stage, you probably scared the band.
I'm not the Bank of America.
Look, I know you're not the Bank of America, man, but I need my
$50. How about Thursday?
Thursday's too late. I need it tonight.
Can't give you what I don't have.
All right, look, just forget about it, all right? Look, I'll get it from you Thursday, okay? All right. See you.
Debbie, you ready to leave?
Thank you.
Stacy, I can't let you go unless you have a ride home.
Oh, I told my boyfriend to meet me downstairs.
Okay.
Thanks. Brad.
When do you go bowling anyway?
Okay, Brad, please don't tell Mom and Dad.
Come on. Who did it? You're not going to tell me, are you? Okay. It'll just be your secret. You all right?
Yeah.
Come on. You hungry?
Yeah.
I told you to tell Mike to pay for it. Why didn't you tell him?
Linda, he didn't show up.
That little prick.
I called his house. And his mother told me that he was in the garage helping his father.
Well, Mike DeMone's a no-brain little prick, Stacy. I'm not gonna let him get away with this.
Linda, please don't do anything. I don't even like the guy.
Stacy, he's not a guy. He's a little prick.
I'm
Simone, what went on between you and Stacy?
Let me tell you something, Rand. I mean, sometimes girls just go haywire. I mean, it happened a month ago. I've been trying to think of a way to tell you ever since. We were out messing around and something happened. But it's over. I mean, it's no big deal. I never even called her again. If you ask me, Rhett, she's a very aggressive girl. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand.
She never really was your girlfriend, Rhett.
Hey, fuck you, Damone. There are a lot of girls out there, and you have to mess around with Stacy. I mean, what do you got to prove, anyway?
Sorry?
Look, I always stick up for you. Whenever people say, that Damone, he's a loudmouth, and they say that a lot, I always say, hey, you just don't know Damone. I mean, when they call you an idiot, I say, hey, Damone's not an idiot. You just don't know him. Well, you know something, man? Maybe they do know you pretty good. Maybe I'm just finding out now.
Get lost. You want to do something about it, Brad? Come on, you want to do something about it? Come on. Come on!
Okay, let's go, man.
Come on, I'll break your fucking head off.
Go, do something,
come
man.
On, drop
keep off. Talking,
hey,
man.
Hey, knock this crap off! Take it somewhere else. Not in my gym, buddy.
Woke up in a great mood. I didn't know what the hell was.
Come on, hurry up. All right, now today we're going to explore how this hospital preserves human life. We'll be visiting every floor, every level where these fine doctors and nurses take care of us in life and in death.
Over 30 children are delivered here each day.
Dr. Kramer to the nurse's station.
Good morning, Doctor.
Dr. Kramer.
Hi.
To the nurse's station, please.
Class, this is Dr. Miller. He'll be joining us for the last part of our tour today.
Hi. You guys follow me, please.
I'd like to ask you one last time. Conduct yourselves with the utmost maturity. Hey, you in my class?
I am today.
Yes, Greg.
Who are these guys?
Most of them are derelicts, Greg. They sold their bodies to medicine for money. About $30, I think.
$25.
Righteous bucks.
This gentleman here is named Arthur. Arthur was good enough to die last week of heart failure, and we are fortunate enough today to view his body in its pristine state. Now here, an incision has been made. The ribs have been sawed off, allowing us to remove the breastplate and really observe the human organs as they exist in their natural state. Here we have the human lungs. And here is the human heart, which you can see is actually located in the center of your chest.
Oh, gnarly!
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I just made a jerk out of myself, that's
no,
all.
Come on, no, you didn't.
Can't go back in there.
Sure. We'll wait until they come out, and then we'll blend in. Here they come.
So nice.
I don't know.
Well, you should be coming on pretty soon, dude. How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted. Oh, man. What is this stuff? Doesn't that stuff cause brain damage?
Only if you take it, like, every day for a month.
Bitchin'.
Hey, dude, I'll pick you up in the van and go to the dance.
There.
Jeffy, I have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock. That's better. Entree. Mr. Hand.
Well, were you going somewhere tonight, Jeff?
Yeah, a graduation dance. It's the last school fiesta of the year.
Well, I'm afraid we've got some business to discuss here, Jeff.
Did I do something wrong, Mr. Hand?
According to my calculations, Mr. Spicoli, you wasted a total of 8 hours of my time this year. And rest assured, that is a kind estimate. Now I have the unique pleasure of squaring our account. Tonight, you and I are going to talk in great detail about the Davis Agreement, all the associated treaties, and the American Revolution in particular. If you can just turn to page 47 of Land of Truth and Liberty.
Oh, I left that book in my locker, Mr. Hand.
In that case, I'm glad I remembered to bring an extra copy, just for you.
Still friends? Huh? What a wreck.
Well, what Jefferson was saying was, hey, you know, we left this England place because it was bogus. So if we don't get some cool rules ourselves, pronto, we'll just be bogus too. Yeah?
Very close, Jeff. Well, I think I've made my point with you tonight, huh?
Mr. Hand. Do you have a guy like me in class every year? You know, a guy who you make an example of?
You'll find out next year.
No way. As soon as I cruise history, I'm not coming near your side of the building.
Cruise history?
As soon as I pass your class.
If you pass.
Val, you're going to flunk me?
Don't worry, Spicoli. You'll probably squeak by.
Yeah. Aloha, Mr. Hand.
Aloha, Spicoli.
Honey, these are my two star students. Boys, I'd like you to meet my wife, Mrs. Vargas.
Received your message that you weren't coming to my graduation. Doug, this is not the kind of thing that occurs between adults. Maybe you found someone new, someone more mature. But if you ask me, Doug, you're the one being childish. Anyhow, if you think that I'm going to sit around and wait for you, you can forget it. sincerely, Linda. What do you think? I have another version where I call him an asshole.
No, that one's better. It's more...
mature?
Yeah.
And I don't have to sink to his level.
Yeah.
I can go out with anyone I want, practically.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks for cheering me up.
I figured it out. I don't want sex. Anyone can have sex.
Yeah, Stacy, what do you want?
I want a relationship. I want romance.
Want romance? In Ridgemont? We can't even get cable TV here, Stacy. You want romance.
Another summer at Perry's. I can't. I swear.
Come on, it's not that bad. Keep your eyes open. There's lots of men around here.
As we stroll by the sea together, under stars twinkling high above, so in love are we two, no one else but me and you, so in love,
so in love,
so much in love,
so in love,
so in love,
so in love.
Fine. I'm glad you came over, because I have this picture of me that I wanted to give to you, so that you'll remember to call me over the summer.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to be traveling a lot this summer, and I'm not sure. I'll give you a call sometime.
That'd be great.
Stacy.
You worked at All American Burger.
7 months ago.
I knew it.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine. Thanks. Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, go ahead. It's the first door on the left.
What, like up this ramp?
First door on the left.
Let's go!
Get out of my case, motherfucker!
Hey, no towels, man.
I got you, you son of a bitch!
goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.